When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still to come on The Junkies, John Feinstein joins us at 8. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9 on this Commanders-Giants matchup. And Gravis Vasquez, Terps legend, played in the NBA for a bunch. Now he's with Monumental Sports, calling the games. I believe he's calling the next game in Spanish.
Ah, very good.
On an altcast.
Excellent.
So we will talk to Gravis coming up at 9:20. He's going to join us in studio.
Do they play the next? I think they play the Heat.
The Heat in Mexico.
In Mexico, right?
Yep.
Right now, though, time for our touchdown parlay, which we've hit twice this year. My guy John over at Potbelly was lamenting the other day that he rolled with us this week and missed.
I had,
but he said he's up on the year. He's been going with us and he's up on the year big time.
Okay. All right, who wants to start? Mr. Bickle, you want to start?
Sure, I'll start. I'm going to do a curveball here. I'm going to go, obviously, in this game, but I'm going to actually, listen, I'm picking us, but I also think it's hard to contain Malik Nabers.
It is.
And they targeted him 18 freaking times last time. You know he wants to really make a statement here at home in his second game against them, especially after his drop. He's going to be a man on a mission. I think the number is like right around even money, right? Did you say?
Plus 115. Yeah. So you get a little bit of money.
So you get a little bit. I was going to take B-Rob again, who I love. But I just think it's hard to stop Malik Nabers.
It is hard.
All right, so Malik Nabers.
He gets a ton of targets each week.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just got a text from my source.
Oh, you did. Excellent.
Frankie Louvu. Yeah, he's more than likely a go. Still need to get the update today, but he's a tough dude. All indications he's playing.
All right. Good to get that from a source.
Makes sense because we'll one's really freaking out about it.
It's my source.
Do we know your source?
No.
Okay.
No. And I don't want you to know him.
That's fine. Just checking.
All right. Behind the glass, you want to give us your play this weekend?
So we're on an absolute heater back here. We've hit four in a row, and so we're going to go with the Heat check. Jaylen Waddle, anytime, plus 220. They're taking on Buffalo. Second highest total in the whole NFL slate this week. Now, this is a little dicey because Jaylen Waddle hasn't scored at all this season. In his career against the Bills, he's only scored once in six games. But, you know, we're hot, and we're going to ride the hot hand. So five in a row, book it. Jaylen Waddle, easy.
Does it concern you that Devon Achan is taking a lot of his work away? That doesn't concern you?
I mean, a little bit, but Tua's back under center, and you know he's going to be looking his way. Tyreek's going to be double-teamed somewhere on the field, so Waddle, he's a deep threat too, so we can break it all.
Belize, why do you get such a kick out of when Mike makes his selection?
Because I know, I know he's excited because he's hot.
I hope you're
right. At this point, we just let him cook.
You're just letting him cook. You guys aren't even involved.
We don't even challenge or
zero
anything.
Input.
That's fine.
Like we throw out backups.
You're riding the wave.
In case someone takes his guy.
Well, I hope it hits his plus 220. So it's.
But we're just letting him cook.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Like, I like it.
He could have the most random fullback to score a touchdown this weekend. And I'd have to ride it.
Okay.
I can't dispute the results.
Yep.
Never mess with a heater. Never mess with a heater. So if you're on it, continue what you're doing.
I don't know. He's finding them like Rain Man.
Yeah, very, very good. It's a good thing.
All right, spin the wheel. Who's next?
All right, so we got neighbors in. We've got Waddle, a couple receivers. Are we going to go running back anywhere? Flame.
Who knows?
I am going to go running back. You know what? Last week I went with the vibe. I went with the nuke bomb. It didn't go off. DeAndre Hopkins. Mm. You know what? Bad play in retrospect. I don't even think he was on the field that much. I thought that Patrick Mahomes might look his way when he was on the field for a touchdown. Maybe that's going to happen over
Kelsey
time.
Last week.
This week, I just looked at the board and one guy jumped out at me. It is a running back. I just picked him up in fantasy in a trade, so maybe that is skewing my thoughts. He's a heavy fave to find the end zone. He's been in the end zone 7 times in 7 games, 4 times in the last 3 weeks. I'm going to go in that game, which Mike Marr just referenced. I'm going to the other side, and I'm going to take James Cook. Touchdown for the Buffalo Bills.
I think he's the only minus number in the parlay so far, at minus 115.
Okay. All right, there you go. You got James Cook in there going against the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a couple of scores in that game. All right, I'll go. We had Dave Richer on yesterday, of course, talking fantasy. And one player, specifically a receiver, he talked about was Chris Olave. Mm-hmm. Saints are playing the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers defense is ranked next to last in the league against the pass. They're not much better. I think they're ranked about 27th. Derek Carr is coming back for the Saints. Now, even last week when Carr was not playing against the Chargers, now the Saints got bludgeoned by the Chargers, but Spencer Rattler, their backup, and Jake Haener, the third stringer, were looking Olave's way. They targeted him 14 times. He had 8 catches for a buck 07. Now, he didn't score, but and he's only scored once this year, but he's had some injuries, had the concussion, so that affected him for a couple weeks. But Carr is back, and they're playing in Carolina. I think that they'll rack up some points, especially through the air. So I'll take Chris Olave for the Saints at, I think he's plus 165.
Plus 145 is the number that I'm looking at.
All right, there you go.
At this point.
Chris Olave. All right, last but not least, Mr. Allville.
I'm going to go with another wide receiver. This is in one of the highest total games on the slate. I'm looking at the Vikings-Colts game, and Josh Downs is just a different player when Joe Flacco is under center. Here are his numbers when Flacco has started games in weeks 4 to 6. He's targeted 10 times per game, 8 catches per game, 72 yards receiving per game. He scores 19 plus fantasy points per game. I just think that Flacco is going to look his way in a game where the Colts most likely are going to be chasing points and trailing the Vikings on the road. So I've got Josh Downs. Not only do I have him, I got him at plus 175. Ooh. At a really tasty number. I feel like he's going to find the end zone this week in a
game.
This
is going to be a big payday.
Where you're going to score, I think these teams will score like 50 plus points in this matchup.
All right. I like it.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. All right. So here is your lineup. We got James Cook and Jalen Waddle in the same game. Anytime TD scores. Chris Olave at plus 145. Josh Downs at plus 175. And Malik Nabers in the Commanders-Giants matchup at plus 115. A $10 wager, pre-odds boost, will net us $820.31. You add 30% to that, what are we looking at? $1,150, maybe $1,200.
That'd be nice.
So there it is.
That would be nice, Cake.
We will get that profit boost in the mix, and then we will tweet out the updated numbers over the weekend.
Now, you usually send that to me on Sunday.
I do, yes.
A lot of people will ask on Instagram, on X, where's the parlay?
Right.
I'll put it up now, pre-odds.
Yes.
But then when Cakes officially puts it in, we'll put it up again.
Yep. Tail us.
Although I'm going to be in New York with Kelsey running the New York City Marathon.
Oh, very good.
So it might be tough.
Excellent.
Actually, I'm not running. Yeah, send it to me. I should be fine.
All is you that, have to do is pick, hit your the phone
is that
with
Sunday?
Your fat fingers.
Sunday. Oh, are you taking off Monday?
No.
So you won't, where are you going to watch the game?
I'll watch it when I get home.
Oh. So you're coming home Sunday night after after the race?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The race is in the morning. I think she leaves.
That's true. It's usually like 8.
She's at 9:45. Like, where, it depends on how fast you are.
Which one is it?
The New York City Marathon.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So I did it with her a few years ago.
Oh, by the way, my neighbor's son, he doesn't live there next to us anymore. He lives in St. Louis because that's where he works. He ran the Chicago Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
There were 50,000 plus runners.
Okay.
He finished 60th.
Oh, wow. Man. Flying.
I mean, he's basically an Olympian.
Is your neighbor?
He finished 60 out of 50,000.
Is your neighbor like a Kenyan?
No, he's not a Kenyan. Doesn't look like a Kenyan.
Are you sure? Can you double check on that?
He doesn't look like a Kenyan.
So what, he finished in like 2:15 or something like that?
I'd have to find out.
That's probably moving. Absurd.
I think it was a little bit
longer. Probably
than
2.5.
I think it was in the 220s. But
yeah,
I mean, that's absurd. 60 out of 50,000.
Yeah, no, I can't even fathom.
Good for him.
Is he butt skinny?
Oh, he's very, very small.
There's nobody who's not skinny that's finished in the top 60.
He's got a Kenyan body. Yeah, he just doesn't look like a Kenyan.
My brother's done like 4 or 5 marathons, and no one to describe him as butt skinny.
He's also not finishing in 60th.
True. Yeah. Maybe 6,000. Yeah.
But that, if you're finishing 60th.
That might be aggressive. Is that 50,000?
Oh, not out of 50,000. I don't think he ever did New York City.
Yeah.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to have like a Chris Farley build. Not Chris Farley, the comedian.
No, Chris Farley
from Basers.
Right.
All right, coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.